Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. It's going to take a little bit of a different technique this week. We're going to give you a bit of a preview of the show, and we're also going to give you a summary of what we think are the important events that happened this week. Jimmy, in my opinion, the most important event was the announcement by Ron DeSantis. What do you think?
I think that was a very important event, of course, that for the primary, important for Republican voters, and an opportunity for the left to go nuts. And of course, we're seeing the infighting of already between Republicans as well. So we'll see how this turns out. But the kickoff didn't go very well for Ron DeSantis, unfortunately for him, on Twitter Spaces.
I wonder, that's a shame, you know, given the fact that he's got an awful lot of support, in my opinion, from Elon Musk. I'm surprised that happened. Jimmy, any comments?
Well, I don't know if it's support. He just wanted to do it off Twitter, and Twitter is now becoming the primary focal point for conservative voices in the mainstream media. So that's an important place to do it. The fact that there were technical issues that was interesting. Maybe on purpose, maybe accidental. Maybe Twitter just wasn't ready for it. So we'll see. We'll see how it turns out as he goes forward. But I'll tell you the big problem, I think, with a lot of Republicans and a large number of them are not comfortable with the funders that convinced Ron DeSantis to step into the ring. I think they're very concerned about the influence from corporate donors and from potential, you know, Bush and Romney type supporters. People are frustrated with the system, and I'm afraid for Ron DeSantis. A lot of people equate him with the system and really don't look at him as having the right opportunity, this being the right time for him to go forward with a candidacy.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's going to work really well, but we don't know because it's too early, and of course the Department of Justice is still out with knives after Trump.
Yeah, I don't know. I still think Trump is going to be the man, and I think if the Republicans really wanted to be very, very efficient in this particular situation, I know it could blow up if they followed my advice, but I think a Trump-DeSantis ticket I think it would just win hands down.
I think it would be a very powerful ticket if it worked out that way. A lot of people are concerned that, you know, they wouldn't work, that DeSantis would not work for Trump, but I'm not so convinced that's the case. You know, remember in the campaign in 1980, for those that were around back then, George H.W. Bush and Ronald Reagan, you know, pretty spirited debates, and Reagan picked Bush as his vice presidential candidate, and he won again, and Bush won in 1988, 8 years later, and that would be a very good opportunity for Ron DeSantis to run in the vice presidential seat and then run in 2028.
Yeah,
I think he will anyway, and maybe that's why he's testing the waters now to see how to run a campaign. But, you know, he ran a good campaign in Florida. It was supported by Trump. You know, it was an important campaign supported by Trump, and it was a big influence. So a lot of people are looking at him from Florida and other Republicans saying, hey, stay in your lane, stay as governor, keep Florida straight, keep doing the right thing, and wait your turn. We'll see what happens. We are going to talk later in the show about some of the, you know, we've got David Horowitz in the next segment, and he's got some strong opinions on what's happening right now around the country. And then in the last two segments, we're going to talk to Dr. Tim Murphy, who is a former congressman. Yeah,
and he's a very good guy.
Yeah, he's going to talk about his new book, The Jesus Cure, and really the psychological problems we're facing out there in the world. And I think that leads us to one of these other issues for the week. A very big issue. We know what happened with Anheuser-Busch and the boycott against the Dylan Volmaney transgender advertising and how quickly that really spiraled out of control. Bud Light and Anheuser-Busch sales are down over 25%, even more than that. They've lost billions of dollars in market capitalization. And now we've got Target, which has been promoting transgender children's clothes and Satanist like paraphernalia, and really pushing the pride agenda. And of course, now that backlash is happening very rapidly, and Target has lost over $9 billion in market capitalization just this week. Yeah. Those are really big issues that are facing these corporations, and a good signal, I think, that Americans are beginning to see beyond what the media is shoving down their throat and what the censors are trying to protect them from.
Well, give me an example, Dave. Give me an example, Jimmy. I got Horowitz on my mind. He's kind of my hero in the ultra conservative world. Good guy, written a lot of books. But anyway, Jimmy, I'm surprised that Target followed suit. Were you? When I say follow suit, I mean followed beer. Are you?
I was a bit surprised. They'd already put in place the marketing campaign, so they were committed to it, and they already had this material for the June, quote, Pride Month on the shelves.
Yeah.
So they had planned it before. It was probably hard to stop the process, and they weren't sure. I imagine they didn't realize the backlash. And what's happened very rapidly is some of their efforts to pull some of that material, especially the child-focused materials, off the shelf and attempt to somewhat appease and apologize. But in reality, they're not doing anything seriously to change their direction. And that's a gamble, I believe. It's a corporate gamble to continue to support the Pride agenda. But what we're seeing is a national gamble from the Democratic Party supporting these very progressive, ideologically driven gender issues. And I don't think it's going to do well for them. I don't think it did well for Democrats in Virginia in the last governor's election. I don't think it did well in Florida when Ron DeSantis was reelected. I don't think it's done well for the Disney Corporation. In fact, they're having to cut back on their employees and set cost savings. Their market share is down as well. So I'm not sure that these companies are figuring it out, and I am a bit surprised that Target was so far along in this that they managed to step on it so badly.
Well, they really did. You know, I'm fairly surprised in that sense also. But, you know, Target is pretty much of a diversified retailer, whereas Anheuser-Busch is no way diversified. They make one thing and one thing only, and they bet the sales of their number one product, Bud Light. They bet that on going to the female spokesperson. I just don't understand how anybody could do that.
Yeah, I'm not going to call Dylan Mulvaney female at all. I'm not going to play that game. It's a guy that's dressing up like a woman.
Well, no, I realize
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, I'm just commenting on that. I just want to make sure that I'm clear and people understand my position on it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not playing this game. You know, don't tell me you somehow have changed your chromosomes in your body. It's not possible.
Yeah. So. I, for the life of me, Jimmy, simply don't understand why the Democrats have taken that tact. I mean, that is more than just a little bit far left. That's way out left. And it'll be really interesting for me, who is a very avid election watcher, to see how 24 is going to turn out, I got to tell you.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about yesterday in our daily editorial about the potential corruption and the information that was out there available on voter influence in the 2020 and 2022 elections and the bad registrations and some of the legalities here. And that's the problem, Al. It comes right down to not who votes, but who counts the votes and how they're counted. And that's a big, difficult problem right now that we're facing in America, and we're being pushed
I understand that. Okay, we've talked about the show. We've talked about the week. Let's get into the show right now. First guest coming on right after a commercial break is David Horowitz.